Aleph, four lines down. My Benayu. So the Gemara said two explanations of Rabbah. Two alternative versions of what Rabbah said to explain Rav's halacha, that the person does not get any makam at all, because he lost the makam over there, because he doesn't want to be there, and he doesn't get a makam over here, which according to the Rashi, the version of in Shmuel that Rashi prefers, Shmuel holds you do get a makam over here. We're not sure whether he gets the makam in the north or the south. He gets a makam because he clearly wanted to be here, and Rav says no, you don't get anything at all. So what's the problem? So Rav said two explanations: either because there wasn't a specific place that the person got, or we have a problem of So he says specifically he recognizes the fact that there's a large area. He says he wants specifically four amas and that's it. So he's not asking for both. He's only asking for one. So the problem is So he only wanted four. He didn't ask for eight, so there's no problem. But the problem, he wasn't messiahing what he wants. He's just asking for four specific amas, not for two sets of four amas. So there's no problem in that situation.
But I understand. I mean, we don't know which Dalet Amos.
Right, but Rab is learning according to the second Pshat on Rabbah. The person says, "I want to have my shvi'is a tachtov," and the person is asking for. He would like to have the rights to have his shvi'isa anywhere under the tree. Which means on this side or on that side. The Gemara says, well, since you can't do that one after the other, you can't do that simultaneously either. So you can't end up with two makarmis.
Right.
Shmuel has you having end up with two makarmis.
Right.
But over here, he's not ending with two makarmis. He's saying he simply wants one of them.
Yeah, but we don't know which one.
Okay, but that we didn't communicate. There was... Rab is learning when the person says Shvisa. Rab is learning in Rab that the problem is when the person says Shvisa. He says, "I want here and here. I want the right to have that. I want both."
Okay.
He says, "Well, you can't have both if you can't have either."
Okay.
But over here he says, "I don't want both. I want one of the two."
Yeah, right. But we don't know which one.
Okay, so that's not a problem according to this version. It's not a problem with Messiah Masri according to the second version of Rab.
Yeah, but we're still left with. So then, should we Chamar Gamal? I mean,
well, he'll have a Chamar Gamal situation, but that's Rav's indicating you had nothing. He doesn't get a Shvisa there or here. So this card is he would get a Shvisa there under the tree.
Okay.
Where the tree? We don't know. Let's just do that one, Rashi. Arba Minayu Migav Tamni, Lachi Nokat Migav Tamni, the Kamon Mukvin and Beil and Sheesh Tatav. Why does he say 4 out of 8? Because it's 4 out of 12. He said 4 out of any number. But why is it number 8? Because the more later on discussed that the case of the tree was that the spread that you were talking about of the tree was 8 amas. So that's why the more discusses the case of 8. Okay. Gufa. So Amar Rabba calls Dover Shena Bezechus Efilu Basachas Seinoi. There's a klal in Shas of something which can't be done one after the other. It cannot be done simultaneously either. So Esei Abaya the Rabba. So according to that version of what that's what Rabba said. So Abaya has a question. So there's a Mishnah. It's actually Tosefta. Amar Rabba B'Meisers. If a person gives more than a tenth, when he does the act of being mafresh meiser, instead of taking out a tenth, he takes out more than that. So peroisav mesukonim, umasroisav mekukolim. So he's designating for meiser, let's say a fifth, two meisers. So the Hafrasha works that the Meiser is here, and therefore his Peiris are no longer Tevel. But the Meiser, he had no Dasim Mimafrish in the Meiser for itself, so part of it is Tevel still, part of it is Meiser. So the Meiser is Mekulkul, but the Peiris are Mesukul. That's what the Bryson says. So more wants to know, my, why does this Hafrasha work? You want to designate a fifth as your Meiser, that's impossible to make a fifth Meiser, which means that if you couldn't do a tenth and then another tenth, so you can't do a fifth at one time. So according to the reason which was saying before, nothing is chal, so why are the Paris mutter?
Good morning, Russell.
Good
morning, Rabbi
Greengard.
Good job.
I feel about Sachasena. So that's the first question. Where's the Shani Meister? The Isay Lechatsoyan. There is a way of being Marfish Meister on all of this tour that he took. That Meister would be true, that you could be Marfish Meister and all of those things. So we're picturing that what he's doing is he's saying that there is 100,000 kernels of wheat. 50,000 of them are Meiser, 50,000 of them are not Meiser. That's what we're picturing. We don't know which one it is. He says, no, a person, if he wishes, could say, I want all 100,000 of these kernels of wheat to be Meiser. Each one of them, half of them should be Meiser. So that's the right amount. So here we have a definite way of making each one of these kernels partially Meiser. So that, and we're going to see later on, there's a concept, if you know for sure that part of it is definite, so the fact that you have ambiguity on the rest, that's not called the problem of Kol B'Zeinu B'Zeinu, because there's a way, there's a way to make every single thing which is here truly, not a questionably, but truly Meiser, at least partially. So that's not a, so once it's chal, so that's how it's chal and everything.
So, wait a second, but the peiros, how could Yisrael eat those peiros? Don't you have a problem that you couldn't eat the peiros, not the leif, but Yisrael can't eat the peiros? He doesn't know where the meiser is on these.
He knows it's in these, all of these things.
So he set aside the 20%, and of that 20%, only some of that is really Meiser.
Right. But the 80% is clearly Mutter.
Right, okay, so you can't... Okay, the point is that the Yisrael couldn't eat any of that 20%.
Right, so that's what it says in Meiser, it's from Kukolim, because they're partially Tevel and partially... Levi couldn't eat either. It's partially Tevel and partially Meiser.
Wait, why couldn't the Levi... I thought the Meiser was correct, because he did it Lachatzayin.
Right, but each kernel is partially Tevel and partially Meiser.
Meiser is not correct.
He wasn't Mafrish on the Meiser for itself. He's only Mafrish on the Meiser for the Shirayim. So he had no das to be Mafrish and make the other half Chulin of the 20%. The Bryce says the Meiser is what we can call it. That's still true.
Right.
Okay. So Shani Marsha Disa Lechatsoyin, the Omer Tikrish Palgo, the Chitza Kitcha, if you'd say each one he wants half of each Kita to be Chal, to be Kurdish, that would work. Okay. So Mor says, okay, if that's the answer, so Bahre Meister Behema, which you're Mafresh the 10th one, and obviously it has to be number 10. So you can't be Mafresh number 10, then number 11 also is Meiser. So it's not Bezech or Zeh. And the less of the Chatzoyin, you can't make half a Behemah Kodesh. It's a whole Behemah or nothing. And still, V'omer, we have a statement which is said by... where is it? Rava, okay. Yotzer Shtayim Basiri. If two came out simultaneously, as he put them through the gate, so if number 10, two came out, together. Mikra and Asiri, and he called both of them Asiri. So the loch is Asiri, v'achanosim urabin zeh b'zeh. So you say the two of them are, each one is a suffix, if it's Asiri or the Yud Aleph. And so he has to makir both of them together. One of them is a Bechor, and one of them is a Shlomim. But the Chara, why do we say that? Why don't we say that at that point in time, that if they came out simultaneously, and neither should be Kaddish, shouldn't be Chal the Kedusha in that situation? So more answers. It is possible to have Bezer Chosef that the 11th should get some Kedusha on it. It is not. Kara Letashi Asiri. So but mistakenly he called number 9, he lost his count, and he called number 9 10. Or, and therefore number, when he called 10 was really 11. Well, Asiri Tashi, or he called number 10, which actually was number 10, he called number 9. Lachat Osir Asiri, and if he called what was really 11, he called 10. So Shloshed and Mekudoshin, and all in those scenarios, all three are Kaddish. So it means you have a case where there is a Kedusha put on number 11 by calling it 10. So that's sure you can make number 11 Kaddish, but Kedusha is Meiser. So then a case where 10 and 11 come out simultaneously, they're both Kaddish. Because it is Bezecher Zeh. It is possible Bezecher Zeh. Let's see Rashi. Hamar B'me Meisers, all the way up there in the narrow lines. Echad mechamish or meches, 1 out of 5, 1 out of 8. Speroisub shesilik mitzad acher chulin misukanen hain. The pairs which he moved away from the miser.
When out of 10 or out of 8, or maybe.
What?
Echad mechamish or meches, 1 out of 5 or 1 out of 8.
Yeah.
I wonder why he says that. I mean,
I don't know.
I didn't say 1 out of 9.
I don't know. So that which he is designated to be the chulin part, that's fine because there's meiser has been taken off of it, and they are chulin. The meiser shenus and the levi mekukolin hein sheitevel muraben. There's telemix that. When he gave this one, which is an eighth total, lokal shemer meiser el al haroy lemeiser. What's roy to be meiser? What's 1/10 is roy to be meiser? That's chal. Bashar tevelu. The rest is tevel. The meiser behedam rachmanu shir echad miyaser. The Torah said explicitly it's 1/10. Well, some of the truma should tell us behind yafu, behind roa, bebenin is the truma looks in beishir. By Chuma, you can designate more or less because the Torah didn't say how much, but the Torah said by Meister, this is it. Then my parents in Misukonim, the name of Kol Sheinu Bezechazeh, Dilo Habe Mafresh Meister Kilchosei. He take out 1/10 properly. What a shakel su, they take it again. The Kari Alei Shem Meister, Akulin Sheniskenu Kvar Lo Kari Alei Shem Meister. It wouldn't work a second time. When he takes the extra together with the 10th, then it shouldn't be chal at all. Same as Rav says, by the case of Shvisa, you don't get 4 out of the 10, 4 out of the 8, you get nothing. Unless he says specifically wants only 4, but he wants all 8, since you can't get all 8, you get nothing. So you want all 20%, you can't get all 20%, you should get nothing. So my answer, Shani Meiser, Talachim Yerosim, Mr. Kodim, the Alkohol Gargir, Regargir Shabbat Hashem and love, the Vishashman and Royal Meiser. Each one in Yitzchak, and each one the proper amount, which will give you a total of Meiser. If you're going to Hifrish Echad Mechamisha, let's say in the case where he took off 1/5, Kodesh Kol Gargar Chesiv, each Gargar, 1/2 of it will be Chal. You can't say, well, any, you could get a little bit of each dollar, each amma. That's not true. He gets 4 ammas which are continuous. But over here, he can get a little bit of each thing. So that's what happened. We said that Rashi didn't learn the pshat. It's chal, that the lomnus over there is that it's chal. And each one partially. The Umber and Tignish Palga Palga, the Chitza Kotcha, the Haikim and the Afrish, Kiflayim, the Korla Hashem Meiser, Command the Umber and Tignish Kol Chitza and the Palga. So we say that's what he meant. So that's a valid Afrasha. So each one is Chal Afrasha partially. On it, another part is still Tabul. Rei Meiser, Behemid, the Lesson, the Chatzoy. The Umber Chatzi Tle Zechulin. Bechatzi meiser, loy berklum. You can't make half an animal meiser. The kodesh chazon, the shmichal lechatzoyin. The kodesh yavatachas the shevet osiri yekodesh amar nachmana. It has to be the 10th one. So that's a full item. But less than nine bezachas, you can't do one after the other. Sheim karl asiri asiri lachad osir asiri. If he calls number 10, 10, then he calls number 11, 10. In a kodesh, it's not chal. But he does two simultaneously. One of them is Meiser Behema valid. Full Meiser Behema. Dumber Rabbu. Asiri Vachadosser Murovin Zebezet. The Chaminayah Meiser. One of them is Meiser. Vidachavi Achadosser Shakurosser. It's a case of a number 11, which you call number 10. So now. We have a yada bay, a case where he was aware of what had happened. The Gerin Shatar of Karla Siri Chiv, I mistake, he called number 10, number 9. Laracha Osir Asiri, and therefore he called number 11, 10. Kaimalon, the Siri Meiser bay, that number 10 is Meiser. The true 10 is Meiser. Rachar Osir is Karb Shlomim. It's brought as a Karb Shlomim. This is Shlomim. Now, Ma Beit Shlomim the Meiser. What are the differences between being brought as a Shlomim and being brought as a Meiser? So number one is tunin smicha. Shlomim requires smicha. Meiser Behemah does not require smicha. Unasachim. Shlomim requires that there's accompaniment amounts of wine and flour with oil, and Meiser Behemah does not require that. Tzinufas chazam v'shoik. There's a din of Tzinufa on parts of the Shlomim. There's no such halacha on Meiser Behema. V'nitin b'muma, Shlomim gets a mum, you can be poyled. Meiser Behema gets a mum, you cannot be poyled. Tumuras and treiber. A person makes a tumura on a Shlomim, that it becomes a valid korban. A person makes tumura on a Meiser, it's not chal. Mashenkim a Meiser. Okay. So that's what be if it be 10 and then 11. But over here, the hash of the Kron Basachas, Loyoda Haya Siri Gomer, Haya Chaloser, Shinikra Siri. So the scenario, when you do it together, so what do? So both Tavar Tanufas Chaz of Ashok, we do Tanufas Chaz of Ashok on both of them. Usmicha, and you also do Mesaf, if we allow them to do Smicha, the Rashi learns. Now, I don't remember the details. I remember the more has a problem with it, because since smicha is b'kol koichei, so he's being mishtamish b'kotchim. So as much as there's a mitzvah to do it, so it's not a problem. But there's no mitzvah to do it, so it's a shvi yosser. I don't remember what the teretz is. V'libi armor sheno b'mavorach alatznu v'vela smicha do lehevi bracha l'batola. And Rashi says, but he points out that you will not make a bracha in the case you do it misafik. Udesachim Yavidiski Karbanechot El Tanai. So when the Sachim he brings one set, and then he makes a condition. Vayomer im zeh shlomim yu el zeh vim lav yu el zeh. Takes it with one animal and says, if this is the right one, it goes with this one, and that goes with that one. Asiri, in a case where you call number 10, number 11 is not Kurdish. Davi Asiri. When that happens, he calls 10, and then 11, 10, it's not Kurdish. Even so, if you look at Kikor Mabasachas, Kodesh Chamina Basiri, but if he does it together, it is Chal. Yeah. Marat Shana is a behemoth, Isa Bazachas, Ebatos, Gagoin, in Tor Basiri, we call it Chi, we call number 10, 9. Bachadosa, so you call number 11, 10. Kodesh Achadosa, Mishum Kriyas Hashem, calling it a Siri gives it a Kedusha. Bukhara Shalman did not. Perak Yabas said, Bukhara Shafinan, Mikroi, it's a Pasuk. Hilk Kikron as Ka'achod, when he calls number 10 and 11 together, 10. Lama'aka Bir Aleph, Allah Sir Milachal Lob Shem Gomer, with number 11 doesn't prevent number 10 from Inchal as Din Bukhara. Did Aleph Gufay, Zimin the Kaddish b'kriyas Shem Meiser Kehen Hecha the Kari Lasiri Shalfon of Tshi. Well, the Rabbi Perek Basu the Bechor. So, even though in this scenario when he called number 10, 10, he called number 11, 10, the loch is that number 11 is not Kaddish. But he used the concept that 11 should be Kaddish is not, even after 10 is Kaddish, is not totally foreign. So the Bezer HaZeh does exist, even though not in this specific scenario. So when he calls them both together, the true Asiri will be Kaddish, and that's not prevented by the fact that the number 11 is there with it. Tosfos asks the Kasha, why don't you say that the problem over here is that Yeshel at Samson, and we say really what happened is one of them really came out first, so he called 10 truthfully on only one of them, which is, it's a case of Sofik. It's not the pshat both are, it's a case of Bebasachas, it's a case of Bezachazet, and he's calling which one came out first 10, he's just not sure which one it is, so me Sofik, they're both Kaddish. That's the pshat. So this proves that Rabbi Shita is Yeshel at Samson.
Okay.
Because otherwise it would be a Siri v'chul and Merovin, not a Siri and Shlom and Merovin. Tosfos Amar Rava. Okay. For the Merkasher, V'rei Toto, the lesser betos, lesser bezachazet, person is going to be designate breads to be used for the carbon title. So if a person is mafresh the 40 loaves and then he decides to let's do another 40, or even if by mistake he forgot that he did ready for, and he's mafresh another 40 to be used together with the carbon title, the second 40 are nachal. But you definitely can't do it's not betos or bezechazeh. V'itmar tardish initial to al shemayim chalas. Person designates 40, 80 chalas to be used together with the carbon title. So chizkiy merkitchu Allah mem mitach shemayim. Chizkiy says that 40 out of the 80 are chal. Rechadomar loy kitchu Allah mem mitach shemayim. 40 that 40 of the 80 are not chal. Okay, so at least from Chizkiy we should have a problem.
I mean, Yochanan's pretty authoritative. I mean, the halacha is like
I'm not sure that Rabbi Yochanan and Chizkiy has any rule. where it says Ha'imra Lo, Amar Rabbi either Shimon Levi or Rabbi Zera, Kalboy the Mehechad Lo Amar Liktushu Arboy Mitech Shmarim the Kachi. He says he wants 40 of the 80 to be chal. That's what he says. It works. Lo yikdashu arboyim elon ken kichu shmarnim. He wants all 80 to be chal. Kolem lo plegidu lo kichu. Which means, because since it's not bazar achaz, it's not bas achaz either. Ki plegidu bestomu. The issue here is, what did he mean when he said stam? Masar belachrayas kamechabit. Val tanai aysinu. He didn't mean all 80. He meant he wants 40 to be Kurdish, and he wants the other 40 to be a backup in case something happens in the first 40. The question, he's not sure which one. Good, so that's the case of he wants 40 of the 80. That should work. Everybody agrees that works. Omar Sober, Rebbechan says, the Kurban Gavakum Machab, and he wants all 80 to be Chal, and therefore nothing is Chal. Sir Rashi. Haray Torah, six lines up. The Lach Mitzvah Mem Chalus Kedam Menachos. There's 40 chalus which are brought together with the korban. The last of Tos Im Hifresh Lach Mitzvah Dosa. If a person was designated the bread for the Torah, V'tov V'sav Rishal Hifresh. He thought he had not done so because of Rekorder Shem on Mem Chalus Atares. He did another 40 chalus. Loi Kochi. It's not chal. V'tov. He made a mistake with on Hektish Tos, ain't no Hektish, he himself doesn't know it. Hektish was made, but mistakenly is not Chal, according to Beis Hillel. Well, that's another bizarre chazet. She hifrish mem le tedosoi, v'shach el ezevach aleyen, v'chaz hifrish lo mem acheris, lo kachi, 40 and then another 40 doesn't work. 40 of the 80 work, we do it together. Okay, comma. She is a tether, Makadesh is a lechem, Kedatanya, Melochus, Carbonoi, Al Zebach, Melaman, Shane, Alechem, Kodesh, El Al Zvicha. So the correct thing to discuss is the Shechita on the lechem is what makes the Kodesh. So he says he was. The case there for the person the Karmas said, which was Nishkuta on 80 Chal. That's why that's the issue, because that's what makes the Kaddish. So Morris says, if he says he wants 40 of the 80 to be Chal, he wants only 40. Hamem Karmas said only 40. Yoshi Tsunami, Homer, and the Amor, but literally Arbim, took Tam, the Kaddish. The same way you said by the case of the Shvisa. He wants 40 of out of the 4 out of the 8. That works. So 40 out of the 80 also works. The Shal is what happens when he says stop. So Chizkia says l'chareis k'machav shim yovdu yitmu chetzion, half of the 80. If something happens to them, yiftu b'chetzion will be able to relieve his responsibility with the other half, other 40. He's really saying he only wants 40 out of the 80 to be chal, and the other 40 is his backup. So that everybody said that that's what he meant. That works. Rebbechanan says, "The carbon gadol chamachav." He wants all 80 to be chal, but holy after that can't work, and therefore Rabbi Minayu loy amrina deliktushu that nothing is chal. So that's because since it's not shaykh, not possible it's not possible by basachas. Al begab shitzik yomer tachdov my chrayas ika. There's no adiba backup over here. Who vada the kula yicham? He definitely meant all. He wants all 8. He wants the whole area underneath. Veishizel v'dalat. Therefore, Rav, that's why we said before, Rav said he gets nothing. If he's greedy, he ends up with nothing. Okay. Amar Abaya. In Rav's Shita, The Rav says that the pshat is, when he says tat of the ilan, he means he wants the whole thing. He says he can't get it, can't get. The whole thing gets nothing. Loshan ala be'ilan shetacht of yud beizam. It's talking about a tree which is the whole diameter under the knife is 12 amas wide. Be'ilan shein tacht of yud beizam. If the area underneath the tree is less than 12, right? Mixas beisoy nikur. He gets, halacha gives him 4 amas. And we should say that if we look at the 4 amas in the middle, and the whole area is 11, wherever you would put the 4 amas, where the 4 amas are on the north side, so one of the 4 amas will overlap with the middle amas. If you put it on the south side, one of the amas will overlap with the middle amas. Put it in the middle, so those are his 4 amas. So that's more along the lines of the case of the chitza. You have a definite amount which definitely is chal. So once that's true, that there's a definite amount which is chal, so he's gotten shvisa here. If you learn the problem is lo misaymi, for sure the more his argument makes a lot of sense. So here it is misaymi, the certain amount which is misuyim, which is clear. So that's a valid shvisa. Morris says, I don't understand. Masul Rafuna Rey Durav Yeshua.
I understand. I mean, you still don't know which. You know that there is an Amma of the.
There's one Amma.
Of the middle Dalit, some of that has to be part of the Shvisa.
Right.
But you don't know which.
Well, that's more as nice cash. Let's go back. We'll go back and buy in a second. Okay. Masra Ravuna Bray the Meshua, Memai de Bar Boy Mitsi also Kamasayim, Rabboy the Haigisa Kamasayim. How do you know that we should look at the 4? Maybe he wanted the 4 north ones or the 4 south ones. So there's nothing. We still don't know for sure where his Malkum Shvisa was. So what do you gain? Elamar Ravuna Bray the Meshua, Lashon Alam Bila Shatakta of Chesams. Of Zion Amos, right? It mixes Besu Nikr. In other words, the concept that you're saying, it mixes Besu Nikr, that's considered a valid way to give him a Shvisa, I accept that. If I can find even one Amos, which I know for sure, this is his bias, so now the Shvisa is clear. Even after that, I'm not sure what more, but part of it is enough to say that it's called Messiah Master. But I only see it's in the case of Messiah Masrei when you're dealing with 7, not when you're dealing with 11.
Is there a minimum overlap? Does that have to be a full Amma overlap? Is it not discussed?
Not aware that it's discussed. Okay. Let's see Rashi. Second Rashi. Lashonu. Adarav Kova, Abai is going back on Rav. Yudbe Zama or Yosef, 12 or more. Diklame Medal, the Haigisa or the Haigisa, Mitsoi, either means 4 in the north, 4 in the south, or 4 in the middle. We're not sure which one he meant. It's not going to work. Albeit Oliver, he mixes base or Nikr. But in the case of 11, part of the area is clear. Yeshach Oliver, Shir Shvisa, Tekir Alav Amalolu. We're going to pick out the Shir Shisha was the Dalet Amos somewhere in these 11 Amos. Jakarcha mixes basically Besaychem who somewhere in there. My Ninu Arba Mitziyosa, the 4 in the middle overlap. Dibidit who Amr Shabra. He meant the 4 middle ones. Good. Mibir the High Gisa. Over the High Gisa. He meant the north or the south. Bechati Amma Me'elu. We see a half of an Amma overlapping into the middle. Obviously, Yuma Liknus by that's enough to give it his mark. But we still have this question where, so we have a Shmuel's din of of Rava then agreed to Shmuel, and that's a scenario of a Chamar Gamal situation that we don't know where to measure from. We know where his bias is. So Rav Huna by the Meshua said, "Mimai the Barbim Tziyasa, Klamer Mi Hibdulcha Em Soyus, Mitech Hashar." Why should we focus on the middle ones and say, "Listen, these four Amas in the middle definitely have a Shrisa here," which is true. But what's significant about those four that we should focus on those four? And the overall picture, we don't know, did he mean the north or the south? And those do not overlap at all. So if there'd be some reason why I should focus in the middle and say, listen, I know for sure that part of his Shisa is somewhere in the middle, and that is true, that should be sufficient. I hear, but why should we do that? Mabakach makes his base by sneaker behind. Ishamar the high gisa barchale. Maybe he meant over here on the side totally. The high gisa barchale. Ben Yudea Eselu. He doesn't know which ones. Kivadikalasuki Bahani Ubahani. He said each one is possible. Ben Elu Niblos, but Elu, there's no overlap at all between these two. And you can't see him, I don't have a designated area. So Rehuna Ben Yeshua says, Ches Amis, Declare the High Gisa, Bokhar, the High Gisa, well, you see him. Once it's 8 Amis, we don't know where the overlap is, and that's it. It's just no good. Abu Zayin Amis, Al Karhacha mixes base or Nikr, and that's a scenario. We have a definite reality, part of the area which he's taking for his Shmisa is obvious. Voice Amim, so he's in the middle Amim. The Yapsha Shlabirla, that definitely is included. Vibam Sa'ilan Bokhar, he wanted the middle, like Dalai Lama Sarehu, Himihan, it's also north, south, or middle, part of this area is included. It's still true. Going from there, if he measures, so you're going to have one side will limit the right to measure the other side. Okay. Tanya kavasa the Rav. Tanya kavasa the Shmuel. Tanya kavasa the Rav. Rav says the person gets no shvis over there at all, and no shvis over here. He left a dalat am with only dalat amas over here. It's a long brisa. Mishabo b'derech v'choshkeloi. Person's traveling. Erev Shabbos is getting dark. V'hoyu makir ilan agedar. He recognizes an area up ahead. Rama shisasi tachto lemerklum. He says my shvis should be under that the tree. That doesn't work. Avim omer shisasi mokim ploini. He says. It should be in such and such a specific place. Mahalach Atshe Megi Lois and Mokim. He can continue. He can walk to that place. Gilois and Mokim. Mahalach is Kuloi. He walks that whole area. Mechutzula Alpaim Am and 2,000 Amas beyond it also. Now, b'med the Bemurim b'Mokim Hamasuyim. That Mokim that he designated is clearly distinct from the area around it. Kegoyin, for example, Sheshavas Betel Shul Gavoy Yutzvachim. He chose a rise up ahead, which it was 10 tefachim tall. Means its walls were steep enough that it's considered those walls, and it's a little plateau. And that area, which is the plateau, is between the size of Dalai Lama's up to the size of Beis Hasayim, included. V'chein bika, or there's a depression. Shehim Amuka Yud, it's 10 tefachim deep. Vimidal Ramas Abesasai. So that if he chooses that area has walls. It's a walled area. Either walls going down or walls going up. So that's a very distinct area. So the whole area gets equivalent of that being his bias. That's a Dalai Ramas. So he chose a specific area and he can walk until there and then walk beyond there another 2,000 amas. Abamakam Shayna Masuyim. And the Allah Dalai Lama is in a case where it's not specific, so he only gets Dalai Lama.
Has the ikar of the tree, you know, fit into this? Because it to me, that seems to be not specific enough according to these examples because it's not sort of set off.
No, the chiddush over here is when a person says a place which is much larger, even though he didn't choose a specific area in it, since the area itself is set off, that makes it, gives him the equivalence of Dalaramas. The area which is Dalaramas is Dalaramas. So the tree, the Iker is Dalaramas, or I guess the tree would work up to 8. The Iker of the tree would work up to, so that would work. Yeah. Now, Hoyu Shnayim, Echad Makar, Echad Sheno Makar, one recognizes what's up ahead and one does not. So Zeh Sheno Makar, Moshe Shvisosu Lemakar. So the one who doesn't says, listen, you know, I'm going with you wherever you go, that's my welcome. That also works, and he chooses that welcome, that works for both of them. This only works when he has a specific Dalaramas. So the end of the Brisa supports Rav. Where there's not a specific Dalaramas, so he can't leave where he is at all. According to Shmuel, he could definitely leave where he is to go to that place. He has a limit how far he can go beyond that, but from here to there he's allowed to go because he gets somewhere in there, that's good enough. According to Rav, Dalaram is somewhere in there, that's not good enough. He gets nothing over there, he's lost over here because he doesn't want to be here, so he can't go anywhere. So the Brisa Mamash says like Rav. So they met have it to the Shmuel. Look, this should be a kasha. This should be a pircha on Shmuel. Let's do the Rashi here. Let's do the more then. Amar lecha Shmuel, ha'achav ba'yaskinan kigoyin de'ikam imakam ragla ba'ad ikroy trei alfi ba'arba gemidi. That the distance is a little bit beyond 2,000 amos. If he chose the other side of the tree, the ilan of the tree, come like the bar mitzuma. So it's too far. So that's what the Brisa says. In a case where he didn't say where he wants, he might have meant the other side. So then he can't go anywhere because the shvi says beyond his malkum. So he's made himself a malkum over there. And that's his malkum. But he can't walk there because he's beyond his tomb. The person would pick a spot and say, my makam is 2,050 amas away. So he says, Shmuel says it works. That's his makam. Now he's a person who's beyond his tomb. So he can't go anywhere. He's signed Dalal Amas. If he's chosen a specific Dalal Amas, and obviously within which are close enough, it must be also be loyal. It must be also, he can't go. Okay, so that's. We're holding the Gemara.
So when the Brisa talks about Medalat Amok Ad Beit Sisai.
Right.